Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Thanks for hanging out with us on a Tuesday. Hey, you guys heard that coming back from break. On the Odyssey app, for those of you that use it, a lot of you, you can send us voice messages on there, and then Drew can see them and choose to play them on the air in the future.
Some I also can choose not to play on the air, obviously, for some reason.
So if they're really good, they'll make the air, you know?
Yeah, just go on a rant or something.
Also, add us on social media. I want to see some of the people. I know Odyssey. I know the Odyssey app sends out essentially their version of Spotify Wrapped, and I saw at least one friend sent me, like, I think they were a top 5% of all listeners of Cody and Gold. So I'd like to see the people who listen to the Odyssey
Where
app
listen
to the show.
Cody? Ingold,
I tell you what,
it'll send you how many minutes or hours
I'm on
you've
the air
listened.
A lot. I don't listen to the app as much as others.
Honestly, that's the truth. But no, let us know. Some of you, I want to see the actual rankings, if you will, for that to come out.
I'll get one of the like three Cody Ingold T-shirts I still own. If you're in the top 1%, the first three people to show me you're in the top 1% of Cody Ingold listeners this past year, I'll get you a shirt. Yeah. I can't promise a shirt will fit.
You would have got an email this morning.
If it was the same person, this person listened to over 25,000 minutes
of
96.5 The Fan.
I love it. They got to be in the top 5%.
8 weeks of a listening streak. Fantastic.
That's incredible.
Top 5% of listeners for this person.
Man, good kudos. I appreciate it.
Have you been top 5% of anything before? I was in the top 0.1% of Chipotle eating once. That's about as high as I've been on that.
So every year I'm in the top 5% of my Spotify Wrapped because what you don't think about or everybody talks about eventually, my kids ruined mine. I was top 1% of all listeners of Descendants Rise of Red this year. Try topping that. All of mine are kid stuff. Kid stuff. I was top 3% of all listeners of The Amazing Digital Circus. It doesn't, you know, it's all, mine's just, we try to create separate profiles, but Spotify doesn't really work that way in that regard. So mine is just riddled with anything my daughter listens to is 8. And my daughter listens to music in her room for roughly 3 hours every day. There's no amount of listening I could do.
So she's not Travis Hunter then?
Yeah, there's no listening I could do. I'm starting to worry Travis Hunter's kind of a weirdo. Doesn't listen to any music. His ex-girlfriend said he used to take her to a party, sit outside the house for 3 hours, and then drive her home.
I know, but he doesn't have to sit outside the house, park in the car.
Yeah, that part's weird. Waiting for her to come outside. That's weird.
Yeah. That part's true. I'll say that two things with it. One, I think people need to back off trashing his fiance. The other part, though, the whole story between him and his fiance and the whole like conversation this week or so, it just needs to end anyway.
They
both have
gone and made separate videos explaining.
They need to stop explaining themselves, but also people being a-holes about his fiance or being a-holes. So stop.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
I'm not saying you.
I wasn't saying anything about
that. No, this has been a huge thing for like a week and a half or so in particular. People have been pulling up stuff on his fiance, like saying how he shouldn't trust her and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, that's pretty bad. It's messed up. It's messed up.
I didn't mean to bring that up.
No. Yeah, but that's the background, though, on why that story you referenced from the party and Kim, that's where that all comes from.
Got it.
There is a lot of new information coming out about
it. Says, what about those of us that are just listening in the car? The OGs. You guys get a heads up on a lot of other stuff, though. There's no delay on the car.
So
like
they listen
to
93,000 minutes this year?
93,800 was overall for Odyssey on 96.5. That's awesome.
That's a lot of minutes. Hey, listen, you know, the delivery drivers, man, they're going to get a big advantage in this. People were just in their cars all the time, or postal workers, you know, whatever it is.
So they listen every day since we started. We appreciate it. Always appreciate
it. OGs? Like, that's right. I'll be honest. The text line was a cruel place when we first took over. A lot of people not fans of this show.
Can be dangerous. Can be dangerous. When you're the new show in any market, that can happen. That was 5 years ago, though, man. That was 5 years ago. Real quick, Royals news to pass along. The Royals announced they have signed Kyle Wright to a contract, avoiding arbitration. Remember, he was already with the organization, but just they avoid the arbitration stuff. And Kyle Wright is under contract for 2025. Also, they signed Noah Cameron and Evan Sisk. I'm not going to lie, I don't know who Evan Sisk is, but I know Noah Cameron. It's a 2025 contract. So just small housekeeping type of stuff the Royals announced today. And tomorrow, J.J. Piccolo, general manager of the Royals,
going
to join us on the program. It's been a bit since we've checked in with him post-winter meetings now. So we'll talk some baseball tomorrow.
Someone says, how do delivery drivers get the advantage? I just meant it from the listening.
There's also no delay.
Time.
There's also no delay.
Yeah.
If you're listening to your car. Like if you're trying to, whenever we've ever given away something on the phone lines, there's no delay if you're calling in. So people always get upset when we don't wait for the app. Anyway.
Also, less of a delay on the video stream. If you ever want to watch on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, at 96.5 The Fan. Which one? Hold on.
Top text.
I only turn the volume down when Cody sings.
Hmm.
You know, it's Christmas time, man. We don't need this kind of energy, okay? We could be positive towards each other. Be like a family on this show. My family. Like Brian Kelly.
Yeah. Brian Kelly. That's an all-timer.
You know, I don't want to do that.
Anyway, let's talk about something that we meant to get to yesterday, and obviously post-game, it got kind of lost in the shuffle a little bit, but I thought it was interesting. We know there has been a lot of noise recently on the stadium stuff, and we're not going to talk too much about that directly, but it has a role in the conversation. And talking about Chiefs and Royals and where could they be, there was a story for CJ Online, which is the Topeka Capital Journal, for those that don't know, in Topeka. And there was an article, and it came up because of actually some discussions at the state capitol in relation to some budget stuff and where money was going or not going. Essentially, the state of Kansas was secretly, according to this article, trying to get the Chiefs training camp to move to Topeka.
You remember we heard rumors of this like 4 years ago?
Yes, we did. And
you and I?
Yeah, and I know for a fact that the Chiefs had representatives in Topeka earlier in the year to check out the Washburn campus. Obviously, nothing came from it. And the story in the Cap Journal is that, hey, there was this money that the state gave to Washburn to try to attract the Chiefs. Ended up not working out. They eventually give the money back to the state. We don't need to go down the result. The reason why this came to be is the lawmakers are like, hey, we never approved this. Why, you know, this was all in, like, hush, hush. Why did you weren't allowed to just give this money over to them, even though you got the money back with interest? But that's how this all came out to be, like, public record, essentially, through the legislature. But that was kind of interesting. We know that the Chiefs have been in St. Joe for number of years now, and they've got 1 year left, I believe, on their contract with St. Joe. I think the training camp future is all going to be dependent on what happens with the stadium, because we know there's rumblings. Hey, could, let's say, Kansas get the training camp facility, but Missouri keeps the Chiefs stadium, or vice versa, whatever it may be. But looks like the attempt on Topeka's part, which, you know what? More power to you, Topeka, for trying. That failed, trying to get them to leave St. Joe to go to Topeka.
Is it weird? And so
$32 million deal is what they're working on.
I mean, that's incredible. And obviously, the Chiefs do have value. I don't think that St. Joe doesn't think that it's not worth having the Chiefs. They continuously do upgrades to their facility. I imagine for the level that they play, that Missouri Western's probably got one of the nicer football facilities in their level of football, in their level of conference. I'm not surprised Topeka tried to steal them, because this is how border wars work. When you live in a major metropolitan area that exists on a state border, for the longest time, there was the whole, like, we have a truce after, and that's only recently. Before, they were just, like, openly stealing from
each
other.
They had a truce until the recent stadium stuff.
And then that started opening back up. I don't blame Topeka for trying to do it. I guess the question is, would fans care? Used to be in River Falls, so you had to make a real trip of it. St. Joe is like, you can just make a day trip of it. Topeka's a day trip. It's a day trip in the wrong direction if you live on the Missouri
Depends
or northern side.
Yeah.
But if you're on the Kansas side, a little easier day trip. Like for us, it would be closer for you to go to Topeka, and it'd be further for me to go to Topeka than it is to go to St. Joe.
There's also the pride aspect, the same thing we do with the stadiums. If you're someone that's in Missouri, you probably don't want training camp going to Kansas, just like you maybe don't want the stadium to go to Kansas. Obviously, if you're a listener that's in St. Joe, I think we all recognize how important, the reason why Topeka would like it. We all know how important training camp is for the city of St. Joe and the millions of dollars that training camp brings in, and people driving up there and some people staying, you know, staying for the day and having lunch. Like, all that's a huge economic boom for St. Joe. And a lot of the facilities at Mo West are because of the Chiefs, right? I mean, some of the athletic facilities. Now, I'm sure deep down, like, the Chiefs literally just take over that campus. So I'm sure if you're the football program, what, you got the nice facilities, but it's probably a little bit of
you're the university, you're like tough.
Might be a little bit of a pain to navigate that. But this was just, I thought it was interesting over the weekend, CJ Online, nobody's saying it's happening, but just that they had a real, like, real plan, real conversation with the Chiefs that they tried to secretly get the Chiefs to bring training camps to Topeka. It looks like that did not happen, obviously. But
part of me thinks that a deciding factor, even though this is a business decision and Mark Donovan could make this decision without consulting Andy Reid, is if there's someone who hates change more, I haven't met him, than Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Andy Reid knows how to get to St. Joe, where to practice at St. Joe, where to set up the practice field, where to set up the clocks, how to do his practice, where everything is. He knows where to get the best cup of coffee. He's been going to St. Joe every single year. He has been the head coach of the Chiefs. And honest to God, I think they're going to St. Joe until Andy Reid is not the coach. And then when he's not, I think he'll just be back in Kansas City at the practice facility.
Well, that's ultimately why I don't think these, like, even this discussion about the Topeka deal that they were working on, whatever the stadium outcome is, none of us know ultimately what's going to happen. But whatever that is, whether it's the stadium in Kansas and the facility right there, or one state, you know, the stadium's in one state and the facility for practice is another. Yeah, I think after Andy Reid and the kind of the old school mentality that he has with camp and why it works, and clearly it works for them in the setup, that's when they'll change. But so much will be about the stadium. So we're talking 2031. So much of that aspect. Now, could they go somewhere else for 4 years? I guess. But I think we've seen what other teams are doing, right? The Dallas Cowboys have the stadium in Arlington. Frisco is where their facility and practice facility and everything is at.
I guess the only thing I don't want to lose, like, if I'm a Chiefs fan, and I don't know what'll happen after Andy Reid, and this is a risk that comes with the practice facility, is I'd be kind of bummed if they lose the access. There are teams like Washington who allows you to see the team in practice and training camp twice. Twice!
That was the Bucs, though. Wasn't it the Bucs that cut it down really short, too?
Both. Like, let you see them twice. All right, you can come see the team. Two times. The end. That's not fan-friendly. It's training camp. Let them come up and experience the team. For some people, this is the only way they get to experience the team, because going to a game is $8 trillion, right? It's not cheap to go to a Chiefs game. Like, if you want to sit upper tank for the next Chiefs game on, that's not even, they play Saturday. On Saturday. What's it going to cost you? $300 a ticket?
Less than that, but I get the point.
$200 a ticket?
I get the point.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Plus parking, plus food, plus whatever. It doesn't matter. It's $1,000 to go if a family of four or whatever. It's not going to be a cheap experience. And so this is a different way for your fans to get to see it. Andy shuts a few practices down, and if you want to limit the people who can, like, record, or fine, but, like, allow your fans to be near it. And my fear is, like, if it's a practice facility, unless you purpose build the practice facility with stands in it for
what
people
a lot
to watch,
of teams
they're going to
do,
really
though,
turn it down.
Well, a lot of teams do, though, too. They'll have, at the practice facility or whatever, they'll have a night, they'll do like what the Chiefs used to do, which when they remember when the Chiefs first went to St. Joe, they used to have like the opening night or whatever, where they would play on that practice field.
I remember.
And you actually be in the stands. Remember that? That was way back, but that they did that. They don't do that anymore. They just have more practices open to everybody. That's the alternative that some other teams do. They would have a training camp practice, like, actually at the stadium is what they would do.
Yeah. Or they do, they like, it's only season ticket members. And I'm like, for all of them, it stinks.
Yeah.
Right. We don't have enough seats. So anybody who wants to come to this better be a season ticket member. It's like, well,
I never made it up to River Falls. I was too young at the time, but obviously that was a thing for many, many, many years.
I was you and I were younger. I wasn't covering the team or doing sports radio in any way when they were going to River Falls. So, and my,
instead of us driving up to St. Joe, could have been driving up to River Falls. We would have been up there
for
3 weeks.
How far is River Falls?
Much. I mean, you can't drive there and back.
You know, the media used to stay in the dorms when they were
that would be an adventure,
just like the players who just like you and I would share a dorm room.
Oh gosh. That would be some content. That would be some show content.
You can't argue that, man.
That would definitely be some show content.
River Falls, Wisconsin is 6.5 hours away.
Yeah, so that's one of those, like, you're staying up for the week. Like, we would drive up on a Sunday and we'd be there the whole time.
I just don't think they'll ever go back to that. I think there are still teams, it's either San Francisco goes way out of town.
Dallas goes has gone out to Oxnard, California or whatever. A few years when I was down in Houston, the Texans used to go to, what's the town in West Virginia? It's like a very nice, like, resort, basically, they would do their practices from for part of the training camp.
Wheeling?
Huh?
Wheeling, West Virginia.
Well, now you're making me look it up.
Spot off the interstate, you know, Charleston, Huntington.
Why do you know so many West Virginian cities?
White Sulphur Springs, is that where they? Is that
where Country you, Road? I don't know, man.
How
like,
the hell do you know so many cities in West Virginia?
So,
you've never lived there, I don't think.
Every single time I go to our family vacation in North Carolina, driving from Indy, you go through you go through West Virginia.
Greenbrier and White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia.
White Sulphur Springs, I tell you.
You mentioned White Sulphur Springs, man. I got to give him credit for it. He definitely said it. I don't know if you guys caught this yesterday, and I know that this is like one person sucks to another person who sucks, but I got a little bit of joy last night and Adam Schefter dunking on Doug Gottlieb. For what? And like, I don't know if it was a justified reason or not, or they got beef beyond. But if you missed it yesterday on social media, Adam Schefter sent out a tweet that seemed, I would say, pretty agent heavy, talking about Sac State's interest in Michael Vick, saying they got $50 million in NIL and that they were in conversations to maybe make Michael Vick become their head coach. And
Sac State is currently in the process. They're trying to get to Division FBS.
Yeah.
And that's the big push. And, you know, a lot of people took issue with the tweet because
it's phrased in a very
Sac State does not have $50 million just sitting there in NIL. They have commitments and a plan. If they had actually $50 million in NIL to go spend, that's double the money Ohio State just spent on
Bryce
football.
Underwood would not be a quarterback at Michigan. He might be going to Sacramento.
So that was Doug Gottlieb basically called him out for that.
Yeah, he's like, have the agents edited a little bit before that, Schefter. To which he responded with a screenshot of the standings. 0-7 in your conference and in last place, maybe spend less time on social media and more time in the gym. And I thought,
for context, though, people may not get it. Doug Gottlieb is now currently the head coach at Wisconsin Green Bay. That's why.
So, like, honestly, should Schefter of his status be bothering his time dunking on Doug Gottlieb? Schefter's tweets are getting a little out of control.
He definitely got him good on that one. I will say, though, I think Schefter's tweet was inaccurate, and I do think there's been more and more tweets happening when he gets away from NFL stuff, when he tries to start talking about college football or any other sport. Some of his stuff is clearly a text he gets from an agent, and he just puts out whatever the agent tells him and doesn't do much checking. Adam Schefter is as connected as anybody. But yes, he's been, I think, toting that fine line of pushing agent propaganda, if you will, too much.
I mean, I don't even know if it's a fine line anymore.
Yeah.
He's a sellout. Schefter's a sellout. He certainly makes it like he might be quoting something direct word for word out of a text group chat with an agent at this point, based on some of them. And there was like a 2-month span where it felt like everybody's reporting was, this deal was done by this agent, and you're not going to get the information unless you're willing to phrase it that exact specific way. But Doug Gottlieb sucks. I'm just going to be honest with you. I've worked with him a couple of times over the years. He sucks.
You've like worked with him or just had him on your work? What do you mean worked with him?
I've had to have him on a show on a regular, like.
Oh, I thought you like work. I was like, what project did you work on?
Like, had a number of like on air conversations, off air conversations. I've met him a couple of times. He sucks. Sucks. Okay. I'm just going to tell you, sucks. Jeez. So, like, it brought me a little joy to see him get dunked on by Adam Schefter. But it's a little bit like that meme of, like, the worst guy you met makes a great point, which is like, I don't need Schefter. He's actually kind of making a pretty good point about some of your tweeting habits and how you need to maybe check that a little bit, because this one does read like garbage. And he retweets stuff all the time. So, like, yesterday when it came to the Deontay Johnson news, he sent out a tweet that said, the Ravens and Deontay Johnson have agreed to part ways. Quote tweeting, just a screenshot that said that they had dismissed him from practice. And then he had to delete him.
Well, that might have just been a mistake, in fairness. Like that might have just been a flat-out mistake.
You're saying he was jumping the gun.
Yeah.
And his reporting.
Someone says, I'd sell out to make Schefter money. Probably, but I mean, I'll be honest. Like, if you listen to, like, Woj, there was a really, really, really long piece on Woj recently, who it turns out, right, obviously left his job as an NBA insider, because of his cancer diagnosis, in which it sounds like it's going to be, you know, like well treated, well treatable and all the other stuff. But he was just like reflecting in this piece about like living this life of constantly breaking. It sounds miserable.
24/7 phone by you. You're worrying about it at 3 a.m. You're on vacation with your wife and you're still all that. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't shut it down. You can't ever shut it down. You got to give up the crown if you want to. And I just like, I don't want that life for me. If you said, hey, man, you got to live that life for 5 years and take his pay, I'd do it. Okay. I'd take the pay. But I wouldn't do it for 20 years. I'd do it for five and retire.
Yeah. I bet you for those guys, too, though, like Schefter, there's probably a bit of a rush you get, though, still from like you're not doing that unless you enjoy it. Like, there's got to be a rush of being able to, like, break the news, right? Like, I think there's no way they don't kind of.
And in theory, it's kind of gotten him to be who he, like, sure. His persona in
Remember,
a way.
He used to just be a beat writer in Denver.
Yeah, like, Adam Schefter's persona now is, like, that guy, or Woj was that, like, the Woj bomb. Like, there was a whole nickname after Woj.
Pass and does it. Like, there's one for every sport, but it's just, like, I couldn't do it for more than a couple of years. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems exhausting.
Yeah, I mean, and Schefter is very good at what he does. It's just recently he's been getting more criticized. That's all.
Per advice of the text line, by the way, going back to barbecue. A bunch of people are like, hey man, don't cook brisket for the first time on Christmas. You're going to ruin it.
Yeah. The first time won't be the best.
And if you do it, get a smoker. I think I'm just going to like order or do stuff with a copper pig. They offered, I'm just going to do something with a barbecue joint. I think you guys might be right. Maybe I don't need to make this one.
I think you call up a place and order it,
I can make other things for Christmas, right?
Just order
some
brisket.
To make other things, just not the brisket.
Yeah, pick wherever you want. Maybe it's somebody over at Copper Pig. Maybe it's somewhere else. Doesn't matter. Order some brisket.
What do you guys eat when you get together for Hanukkah? You guys get together on Christmas Hanukkah.
Yeah, this year.
Hanukkah and Christmas is the
same. This year, Hanukkah starts on Christmas as well.
What's a typical gold fare?
I don't know what they're doing this year. Again, you think I'm in charge of that? I don't know what they're doing this year. Yeah, sometimes it's brisket. Sometimes it's like this chicken thigh dish and some other stuff that's really good.
My wife's family always did curry.
I can tell you that's not what. I can promise you that's not what we're doing. But no, it'd be like twice baked potato, some brisket, maybe these chicken thigh things. Way too much dessert because my mom always overbuys and overmakes stuff. She's so worried about running out. It's become like a joke of our family for the last 15 years now because she's so worried that we won't have enough. I'm like, you realize if everybody eats and there just is like only like a small portion left or none left, it's like, it's okay. Like they're not, we don't need to have enough for like an extra five people to come over, and it's become a running joke. So that'll be fun. Yeah.
Just in case 10 people randomly pop.
That's what I was saying.
Family Hanukkah. This is not going to work.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Smart.
All right. Up next, we'll do a quick what's trending. And then earlier today, our VNFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino, joined us. We got some scoop on Bobby Wood Jr.'s wedding. And we also talked some NFL power rankings with him.
What's trending?
What's trending on Cody and Gold is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. We got an update from Andy Reid earlier today. Patrick Mahomes is going to give it a go today at practice. I expect his status to be listed as limited. We do know DJ Humphries and Shamari Connor not practicing. I don't think we're surprised on the Shamari Connor. I mean, that was a scary hit, and he didn't know where he was at. I don't think he's playing on Saturday. It seemingly looks like the thought right now, and certainly from Mahomes hearing him speak, he's playing Saturday. Like, if I had a guess right this second, I think Mahomes is playing.
90% chance he plays in my personal estimation, but yeah, I'd be kind of surprised now at this point if he didn't. Next up on What's Trending tonight on 96.5 The Fan, K-State hosting Drake at T-Mobile Center. So if you want to go down there to the game, you can. Missouri's hosting Jacksonville State as well.
I think the Wildcats are like 1.5-point favorites against Drake. Drake has some fans in the area as well. I'll be interested to see what the crowd's like tonight at T-Mobile. Last one real quick. Aiden Hutchinson on a podcast today said he is on track to return to the Lions if Detroit makes it to the Super Bowl. He said he will play. He said he'll play in the Super Bowl. Obviously, a lot of things have to happen, and now they're so banged up there in Detroit with the injuries. That is a quick what's trending here on Cody and Gold. It's quick because earlier today, Vinny Pasquantino, our VNFL insider, joined us. We not only talked about his view on the AFC and those Detroit Lions on the NFC side, but we got some scoop on Bobby Wood Jr.'s wedding.
He's had songs written about him without asking for it.
Pasquantino, I want it. Now it's time for Pasquantino.
Mythological creatures and sandwiches have been named after him.
Beefy and Italian.
And he also thought the Devontae Adams trade was going to save the Jets.
them Jets.
Welcome back to the show. Our Vin, FL Insider, Vinny Pasquantino.
All right, it is that time of the week where we do check in with our Vin FL Insider, Vinny Pasquantino. Happy anniversary. First of all, I must say the sleigh ride through the snow is a nice touch, man. Was that planned by you? That was very nice.
Yep, that was planned by me. Did it all on my own. Talked with the concierge a little bit at the hotel, see what was popping out here, and that was recommended. So I'm not allowed to ski, obviously. It's like number one in the contract is no skiing. So, but I can get on a sleigh. So that's what I did.
I'm not going to lie. That looks super romantic, Vinny. That feel like it earned you a lot of points.
Yeah, it's what I do. I'm a romantic at heart. had a nice dinner last night, too. So, yeah, brownie points galore for me this week.
I don't think I've ever asked. There's no reason why I would have. But now you're talking about being a romantic. How did you propose?
I proposed at Loose Park.
Okay.
On the bridge.
That's a classic spot, man. Classic Kansas City spot.
Yep. So we're just Kansas City people.
Now,
that's where we got engaged. So it's great.
So I don't know. Like, it seemed like maybe it was a no photos with cell phones wedding because I didn't see a single shirtless photo.
That's because I did not bring my phone down there. There is a picture though. And if it turns out as good as I think it will, let's just say there's a lot of people in that photo.
Okay.
When are you going to release it? I can't be teased with this kind of information.
I don't know. I don't know when the wedding photos are going to come out. I mean, the wedding was in like 7 different national magazines, so there's so many different photographers that were there.
Yeah, do you not have exclusive people photos for your wedding too? Is that the case?
No. That is the difference between being a superstar baseball player and a decent baseball player right there, folks. That is the difference, biggest one.
Yeah, the other part though we noticed was there was Whataburger, like a pop up Whataburger, like Whataburger though, they made like a pop up restaurant.
Yep, pop up restaurant. Never seen that at a wedding before. It was a Whataburger.
I just hope that was it Jack or James, whoever DM'd you last week? I hope he's happy there has not a shirtless photo out there yet, as Cody said.
Yeah, no, Jack is because I'm just a jerk, I thought about DMing him and being like, hey man, is it okay if I post some photos from the wedding? Just like, is that okay with you, Jack? Or should I just post photos like at the gym or something? Well, I don't know what he wants from me, but I decided to just stay away from it. It's probably not a good thing to do that, but I wanted to.
It gets tempting, I'm sure. I'd be tempted. I'm not gonna lie.
I think about Jack way too often these days, if I'm being completely honest. The past 2 weeks, he's just been living rent-free in my head.
Well, I guess Jack got what he want with that one, maybe, you'll move on. Baseball will take hold here in February, so you'll be all right. Plus, we got NFL playoff time coming around the corner here in no time, which means we'll get your power rankings here in just a minute. But I want to ask you about a couple of the big dogs in the NFC. The Eagles and the Lions. Obviously, the Eagles continue to look good. The Lions lost even more players. Are you worried about the Lions' ability to kind of like last with all these injuries?
Yeah, I am. It's just the tough nature of sports. It's just like injuries can ruin a team. You build your team to be with certain people, especially in football, certain schemes, different things that guys can do. And when you lose that many people, that's terrifying. Now, the good thing is just they're still putting up points, so you can score points. That helps you. But, yeah, it's tough. They've dropped in my power rankings. So there's your spoiler. Not far, but they've dropped.
Meanwhile, it was, of course, Buffalo who beat them, and their offense continues to put up a ridiculous amount of points. Their defense, though, has given up 86 points the last couple weeks. Where do you view Buffalo right now? I know, as Cody said, the rankings we'll get to in a second, but just Josh Allen, a lot of people think the MVP is completely over now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're really good, but I think they've got a defensive coach. Don't you think it'd be weird if you had an offensive coach and you had won 2 straight games, like 6-3?
Yes.
Like, I think there would be a completely different narrative out there. obviously, they're a really good team. But that's at some point, the dam's going to break if you keep giving up 40-plus a game, even if you can score 40-plus. Probably not going to be able to do it all the time.
I guess, where are you on QB wins as a stat? Do you attribute those to actual quarterbacks? Is more the team sport thing? Where do you stand on, like, hey, they get the wins, so that counts?
I don't know. I just look at actual wins and losses. I think it's probably a tricky thing because if your defense gives up a bunch of points, but you But I don't know. I don't know. That's why I think MVP awards are weird too, because what does it mean? Do you want to just give it to the best player on the best team? Like, I don't know. I just don't really have a strong opinion on it, because it's like in hockey, don't goalies get wins and losses? Like,
yeah.
What if your team doesn't score? Like, what are you supposed to do? So I don't know. I don't have a strong enough opinion to really speak on it.
Or in Josh Allen's case last week, score 40 and then not get the win, right?
Yeah, but then you look at things that they did in that game, and it's like, why did they QB sneak when they had their three times? Like, even though that's called in, isn't that kind of his fault for running that play? I'm sure he has the freedom to change it if he really wants to. So, obviously, there's no guarantee they're going to win that game, but still, you look at little things like that, and it's like, that's tough.
We're talking to our VNFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino. I'm sure you're wondering, we've avoided the subject for a second. There's not been a lot of times we've had you on the show when the Jets are coming off of a victory, so I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about the Jets.
We're back. 2026, or what year is next year? 2025. 2025, we're back. You got to bring him back. You got to bring Devontae back. You got to find a way, because I don't know if you're drafting a quarterback. I don't think Sam Darnold's coming. So we're in for another probably 6-win season next year, but it's really exciting. Really, really exciting. They're playing one of the worst teams in the league, and they looked really good.
Devontae Adams is still really good.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, you have Garrett Wilson on the other side too. Like, it helps both of them. It's just, I don't know. Their defense also gave up a bunch of points to Mac Jones. No offense to Mac Jones, but he hasn't really proven he can put up a lot of points. So the Jets' defense is surprisingly awful, which sucks, but the offense looks pretty good lately. Pass protection's pretty good. They don't run the ball worth crap, but when Rodgers looks like that, they can win, you know, they can win games. They scored more than 30 points for the first time all year.
The Chiefs have only done that once, so don't feel bad. But since when you look at, and I want to ask you a couple of Chiefs-related questions here in just a second, but first, seems like we're talking Jets and the documentary comes out today. Are you watching that Aaron Rodgers documentary today?
No, I will not be watching that. He's the quarterback of my team, but he's not a friend of mine, so I'm not really going to watch his documentary on him going to Costa Rica and doing ayahuasca. Not my cup of tea. Okay. But for those that it is, happy for you.
What's on Netflix these days for you?
I've been watching The Blacklist a lot. I'm almost done with it. I've got 4 episodes left. I've got to find a new show after that. So I like shows that have a ton of seasons that I can just dive into.
There's a Hallmark movie you should watch, Vinny. I don't know if you've heard. That's right. Yeah, my car is in it for about 2 seconds. My side of my face for about a half second. The Chiefs Hallmark movie. Yeah, you should definitely watch it. The wife will love that.
Yeah. Okay.
Feels like a maybe.
Cody mentioned the Chiefs, though. How many times we've had you on the show, we've been talking about Patrick Mahomes having an ankle injury, and we've reached that point in the time of the season where, unfortunately, he once again has an ankle injury, and that's the number one story in Kansas City, as you can imagine, this week is he going to play Saturday? Should he play? What's the recovery like? As someone that has had injuries, I'm not asking you to exactly deal with his particular injury, but just how do you see this week playing out as any athlete that's trying to rehab from something and knowing that there's the balance of protecting yourself, but also, I'm sure, he, of course, wants to be out there on Saturday?
I don't know. I don't think there is such a thing as protecting yourself as an athlete. That's on the trainers and the coaching staff to do that. Like, if I think I can go, I'm going to go. And if I don't think I can go, like, I'm basically on my deathbed. And I'm saying I'm. Like, that's the general consensus. Except for the linebacker for the 49ers. But I mean, that's kind of your job. Like, you get paid to go out there and do your thing as best as you can. And a lot of times you're not 100% healthy, especially at this part of the year in football. Like, for us, you know, once you hit like July, August, September, like, nobody's 100% healthy. Obviously, this is a strange case for the Chiefs because the one seed is all but locked up. What, do you got to win 2 games to automatically get the one seed?
Yes.
Or if the Bills lose one and right, and you guys win one. So I don't know. It probably depends on the severity of it, of what they feel like they can, you know, do they feel like, I mean, it's a tough 3 games. Maybe they don't necessarily want to put them out there and show those teams that they might be playing soon what the team looks like. I don't know if there's any sort of gamesmanship or strategy to that, but he's going to be doing whatever he can to be on the field.
Somebody, by the way, on the text line is warning you're going to hate the ending of The Blacklist. So I'm just preparing you now. I don't know. They're warning. They're warning that the finale might not be good. What is, I guess, like you had an injury and certainly like the dynamics between different players. But like, let's just say Bobby said, I'm playing because he's Patrick Mahomes, right? Like the level of player and the dynamic between it. Can a coaching staff, does anyone ever really stand in the way of a player like that if Mahomes is like, I'm playing, I don't really care what you say?
Do you think Bobby played 161 last year because the coaching staff wanted him to play 161?
No, he's just like, I'm playing and you can't take me out.
Yeah, he DH'd once. you look at Sal as well. You look at guys like that, like, there's a reason they're out there as much as they are, right? It's because that's their job. They know it. It's what they think, like, it's what they are good at, is being out there every day. It's not the argument I can make because I get hurt every year, apparently, which I'm working on, by the way, working on trying to figure out how to stop that. But like, those guys don't want days. It doesn't, in their minds, it doesn't make them better to have a day off, because sometimes days off are more stressful than days on, because you're not sure if you should get ready for the game at what certain point. So like, for them, just staying in that everyday routine is better for them. And sometimes that's probably tough on coaching staffs, but that's the job of the player, is to make the coach's job hard, because you're ready to go every single day.
All right, here comes the music. A little power ranking from Vinny Pasquantino. Right. Let's hear the top five latest power rankings heading into Week 16.
The Chiefs are number 1. The Eagles are number 2. The Bills are number 3. The Lions are number 4. And to be honest, those are my 4. There's a whole bunch of teams that could be 5. Like, I think the Steelers are still pretty good. I know they got beat. I guess I'm going to go with the Vikings at 5, with the Packers being 5-6. That's where I'm going to go. That division's really good. The NFC North?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I keep wanting to call it the NL Central, but that's not what it's called.
Right.
NFC North.
So Chiefs, Bills, Eagles, Lions, Packers?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. But also, this just reminded me, I've been doing this show for, this is my 3rd year doing the show, right?
Yeah.
The Chiefs have won 2 Super Bowls. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody's mm-hmm. ever connected those dots, but I just want to let you know that that's just a fact. So you're welcome, Kansas City.
That's a great point. I hadn't thought about the connection. Alex and I pointed out a bunch of times, we have been to 3 Chiefs Super Bowls. They've won all 3. The only one we didn't go to was Tampa Bay. You know, so.
Well, you guys will have fun in Louisiana this year, down in New Orleans.
We've already joked with the boss. We're like, hey, if they make it, we don't go. Just, it's on you. It's on you if this team doesn't three-peat. So the boss is well aware of that. That's true. I guess, Vinny, as long as the Chiefs keep winning Super Bowls, then you obviously got to keep staying on as our VNFL insider. Last one for you, though, just heading into the final couple weeks of the season, do you have, out of these perceived wild card teams, you know, it looks like on the AFC it's going to be the Broncos and Chargers as 2 of them. We'll see NFC. Maybe it's the Commanders, something like that. Is there any outside of your top 5 that you could see making a run during the postseason as things stand right now?
Well, I think the out of the AFC, probably the Broncos. The Chargers, have they beaten anybody good?
No.
No offense, not to be hot takey sports radio, but they haven't really beaten anybody good. The Broncos seem like they're probably the best poised to make a run out of one of those spots, just because seems like Bo Nix is playing pretty good. Their defense is pretty good. And I only say their defense is good because Pat Surtain's like the best corner in the league. And that's my only evidence that their defense is good. I haven't seen a whole lot of Broncos football this year, but they have Pat Surtain. He's a very good football player. So I'm going to go with them in the AFC. And then in the NFC, I'm going to go with my Packers. They run the ball, and I like Josh Jacobs quite a bit.
That's a good choice. I think the Packers are a sneaky NFC title game.
The Lions are kind of in trouble.
They're so banged up.
Like, they're so banged up, and they could get the 5 seed. Like, not to bring up old stuff, but you don't want Jared Goff playing outside in the cold.
No, it's a fair point. That has absolutely been discussed. They've played so many of their games indoors, even just the way that whole division has multiple games, obviously, between the Vikings and Lions, where they're already playing indoors. It's just the Lions team is only – what is it? Somebody put out the stat, Cody. What is it? The Lions only playing outdoors like 4 times, 5 times, something like that, this entire season. It's crazy.
Yeah, especially with David Montgomery going down, that hurts their run game a bit. You want to stay inside if you're them.
All right, Vinny, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy the weekend, and it sounds like maybe you finally have a weekend to relax a little bit after all this traveling. So.
No, it is go time in terms of getting ready for the season now. When I get home tomorrow night, it is officially go time. Are we doing this next Tuesday? It's Christmas Eve, huh?
Christmas Eve, we're off. Do you want to come on Monday instead?
I'm really more of a Tuesday guy, but I guess I could do Monday.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Thanks, man.
All right, we'll see you guys.
So that was Vinny Pasquantino with us a little bit earlier today. He joins us as our VFL insider every
Mondays?
Tuesday. Well, he's got his routine, man. And as he said, it's go time. You're going to start seeing all those workout videos again from everybody in baseball. You know, it's full on go time. Spring training going to be here before we know it.
I did get his power rankings wrong, admittedly, right?
Texline enjoyed that one.
He said it so fast, and then I got confused, and then I sent out the wrong information.
He corrected the tweet.
He corrected.
No, we were joking at the beginning, though, of the interview. It looked really cool, and I'm sure very romantic or whatever. The sleigh ride through the mounds, that's a flex.
That's a pretty badass move. Kudos to him for scheduling it without asking.
He said, now he gave the props, so he's like, hey, I wouldn't ask the concierge, basically, like, what should
so
I do?
So pro move.
I know. And I'm like, the video was really cool. Like, that's really, I can just picture, you know, you're curled
it's
up
like
in a blanket.
Christmas movie, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He knew you were in the Hallmark movie, but it doesn't sound like he's gonna watch it.
No, so. Vinny, what's up with that? He's like, oh, you were in that Hallmark movie. I'm like, yeah, you and the wife should watch it. He's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I'm gonna get him to watch the Chiefs Hallmark movie.
Sure, sure.
We're back at it tomorrow. On the show, we'll have Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider. We'll have the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, JJ Piccolo, join us on the show. And we'll talk a little more bigger picture, AFC, NFC, potential matchups right now, playoff-wise. But for now, we hand things off to CDOT and Rob on the drive.